Okay. Now, it seems like a long time ago, but, you know, when we watched that tape, when I watched the tape, I was impressed with a lot of things that we did, a lot of good on that tape. You know, I liked the way we were able to get the ball on the perimeter in the running game. That's something that we wanted to do going into that game. I thought we were able to do that. I thought we handled the pass rush pretty well. That Cincinnati is, you know, it's a rush the passer well. They, you know, do a lot of different things, and I thought we did a good job up front. You know, there's some things we got to improve on, obviously. Would have been nice to start the game like they did with a touchdown pass. It looked like we kind of overshot that. But, you know, and then on the interception, it was just kind of a communication thing. It looked like, you know, the timing was just off. And, you know, obviously that has to get corrected. So we worked on those things today as well, fixing that, you know, on offense. And then on defense, you know, clearly we had, you know, we made some mistakes. You have to give them credit. You know, they obviously did a great job, especially early in the game, of, you know, hitting the open guys. But there's things that we can do that we need to do to improve, you know, to improve, and we will. And, again, we took those steps today. You wish you had a do-over, but that's not the case. So we got to get, you know, we got to get caught up to speed as fast as possible. And, you know, these games start really counting here in a few weeks. But they all count, but just obviously the significance much greater in regular season. Injury-wise, we have Antoine Barnes still out. He's still on PUP, obviously, with the right knee. Rozai Dowling was out. He covered one kick but felt the groin, so that was all he played in the game. Dexter McDougal obviously is out with the left knee. D. Milner still out with the ankle. Dimitri Patterson was limited today. I think he did some individual, which was encouraging to see. Jeremy Reeves also limited today. And then on offense, Jeff Cumberland still with the Achilles. Shaq Evans obviously out with the shoulder. We have Zuzovic came back, was limited today. He got some reps, mainly a scout team player, but did a, you know, it's good to see him out there. We, you know, Jalen Sanders out. And then Nick Mangold was held out today. He has a toe injury that he's going through. Chris Ivory was limited today, as was Eric Decker, who never looked limited on that one touchdown catch he had today. But, you know, with that, there's where we are injury-wise. And I'll open up for questions.
Have you guys determined the severity of Dee's ankle injury yet?
No, again, you know, he seems to – you know, he's being aggressive with his rehab, and hopefully he'll – it's just you know, I think it's, you know, he's progressing nicely. You know, where that, you know, what that means, I guess we'll see. But I know he's really attacking the rehab part of it, and you know, he's doing well.
Has he had his MRI?
Yeah, he had a long time ago. Forgot to tell you, I guess. But yeah, it was a high ankle, but it's you know, we feel confident that it's, you know, it's healing nicely. I'm not sure, you know, especially about Jeff. You know, I feel good about Decker, but again, we'll see how the week goes. But he looked pretty good today.
Right, so Patterson, when he was limited today, he's got, you know, three different injuries. I mean, is he going to be right for week one of the regular season? Is this something that could linger into the regular season? Or is he going to be
out? Well, I hope he'll be ready. I would think he will, but it's, you know, I don't think any of them are the severe variety. But, you know, they've been able to, you know, keep him out of action. So we'll see. But, again, this is just a little step. He's back today practicing. Hopefully he'll do more tomorrow.
Are there any of the three that he's not still dealing with?
Well, they list all three here.
Right. 48 hours later, do you still feel the same about all those penalties? I know you stuck up for your guys after the game, but looking back on them now?
Well, I'll stick up for my statement, which I think is that we want to be a physical football team, but – we also want to be within the confinements of the rules. I think, that's where, you know, clearly did we are there things that we need to clean up that, you know, did we cross the line a couple of times? I think we did. Okay. But I think my point about, you know, guys sticking up for each other and all that, that's what we do. And we're going to do it. You know, you got to take care of your players. You're not going to let somebody get their helmet ripped off and not respond. You're not going to do, you know, whatever. You're going to be there for them. We just got to be smart and understand how far we can, you know, how far we can take it. But, again, it's, you know, I don't want to see a penalty ever. You know, I want to be the least penalized team in the league. But I also want to be the most aggressive that we can possibly be. Well, I think it might be more acceptable in the point that you can learn from it. You know, I think this is – it's an opportunity that obviously we need to – you know, it's never going to be acceptable when you have, you know, six personal foul penalties. But it is to a point where the style of play, we're going to be aggressive. And we challenge our guys to be aggressive. It's against a physical opponent, and that's how we played. But, you know, obviously we got to make sure that we know – the difference between being aggressive and going, you know, doing some extra things.
Can it be a worry, though, Rex, when a game like that occurs that guys think it's okay, you know, since you're obviously, well, I'm assuming you're not finding them or doing any of these kinds of things to try to deter it other than maybe saying stuff in meetings. So, I mean, once the real games start, is, you know, everybody who says you practice how you play, well, these preseason games are practice to some degree.
Right, but they're
–
No, again, that's we're taking the approach that we'll teach, just like you would in anything else. You learn from those type of deals. But, again, the physical style of play is how we want to play. But it's, you know, if you get the penalties and all that, there's certain circumstances and all that, you know, that you look into. But, again, this is not, you know, I think when you challenge our players, our thing is they've stepped up to every challenge. They stepped up to the challenge in the off season when we had the number one attendance like always. They step up in how they came back, had 100% pass the conditioning test. So when you say it's important that we have to do things, I believe we'll do it. Go ahead.
Sorry about
that. No, it's okay.
Teams see that obviously on tape. So do you think of your opponents, mainly the Raiders being the first opponent, might try to bait your guys into knowing that they might have that mentality?
No, I think, you know, I think we went into that specific game with a certain mentality ourselves, and you know, we weren't going to be a punching bag. You know, we approached it that way. We were the more physical team, and did we get some penalties? Yeah, it's unfortunate. You know, there's no question it's unfortunate. We don't want those, and we'll do our best to clean it up, but. To think we're going to just, you know, let somebody, you know, bait us into a penalty, that's, again, I want to be aggressive. I want to be physical. But, you know, again, I'd rather have the fewest penalties than the most penalties, even though last 2 years, as we know, both teams, Seattle and the Ravens, were the most penalized team in the league and won the Super Bowl. So, again, you know, I'll sign up for that. But, we want to be the least penalized team. That's something we strive for. Again, it's hard to attain, but we won't be physical, too.
Rex Kobles played significantly less than that in that game. Was that the plan going in, and what was the reason for that play?
Well, we want to give Babin a shot. I think he's had, you know, he's been in with, you know, in our system now for a little while. We wanted to see him play more. And, you know, with Kopels, you know, he's playing a bunch too, but it was, you know, I wanted to get Jason some snaps with the, you know, the ones. And he's going to be playing with those guys. We said from day one we brought him in here to play, not just to, you know, to stand on the sideline. He's going to play for us, and so is Kopels, obviously. So, again, we'll work it out, but I wouldn't read into it as if he's going to replace Kopels as a starter. That's not it.
Where is, I mean, do you need to see more out of Kobles? I mean, where is he right now for you? I mean,
I think he's played well. You know, I think he's, you know, I think he's played well. He had, you know, so, you know, it's just that we have another player that we really like, and we want to see, you know, him play with some of the guys he's going to play with. We did, you know, with Ibushi. You know, Winters is playing extremely well, but we wanted to get Ibushi some works with, you know, alongside Mangold and Brick as well. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that wasn't necessarily what he had expected. He had said, "How has he looked against the run? What's your comfort level with him defending the run?"
I'm really comfortable with him. I think the main thing is learn the system, and I think he's done a pretty good job of that. Obviously, he's got some real good physical traits. He plays extremely hard, and I think he's he can play the run and the pass. I think we recognize him more as a pass rusher because he's had such great production. Well, I think, you know, if you look at it just a short view, obviously there's, you know, the kid was 8 for 8. There's no hiding that fact, you know, but did we do some things that contributed to that fact? Yep, we absolutely did. Did we play much better? It wasn't their fault that he wasn't in the rest of the game, but I think we ended up playing much better as the game, went on, obviously. Well, he did. He averaged 6 yards a carry, which is just shy of what we averaged in the first half as a team. So, but I think he it was good to see him. And not just, you know, the perimeter runs is obviously something that he's known for. But he's also, you know, he can run hard in between the tackles. He had a great run down by the goal line. And then he's, but again, that when you get him out in space, you know, it's kind of scary. He's got that home run speed. Well, I think we got 3 outstanding backs. I think the game that Bilal Powell played is, you know, typical. We don't talk about him. He's just a heck of a back, you know. So, again, we have 3 guys, and we knew we had 3 outstanding running backs. So we're blessed. But to think that one guy's just going to carry the load, I don't see that.
Rex, police said that Jalen Saunders had a medical event while driving the other day that caused the accident. Can you shed any more light on what that medical event was, and is there any long-term concern about his health?
Well, I think, you know, right now we're just going to, we're taking a cautious approach with him, which is a smart approach. But as far as anything, that way, I think that's what we're doing. You know, he won't play this week. We're not going to play him this week. But, we'll see how he progresses and things.
What is your expectation of when he might be able to practice?
I'm not sure. Again, we'll see how he is each day. And I know our trainers and our doctors are going to monitor his situation. I never said that. I just, he's not going to play any game. We'll see how it goes.
Do you think he'll be able to play in 2 or 3 weeks, or could this possibly keep him out into the season?
I think it's too early to say right now. Again, it's, you know, I think from standing here, it's easy to say, I think, you know, he'll play, but we don't know, you know, really how he's going to progress through this exercise and all that. The main thing is the health of our player and the health of Jalen. I think that's, you know, doing right by him will determine if he's ready to play or not.
What's wrong?
Again, I think it's, I know, Jalen, you're going to talk to him in the next couple of days, and so he can tell you, you know, a lot better than I could on what happened, you know, how he is and all that kind of stuff.
Thank you.